Some of the strongest pushback against the new arrivals in Canada has come from a far-right group in Quebec called La Mue, the Wolf Pack. They've held rallies to protest the government's refugee policy and were involved in a violent clash with counter-protesters in Quebec City last weekend. Jonathan Monpetit is a reporter with the CBC in Canada who's been covering La Mue. Jonathan, this group began online, didn't it?
That's right. It began online in 2015, shortly after the newly elected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a promise to bring in tens of thousands of Syrian refugees. They initially started as a small online group concerned about radical Islam. But in the past few weeks, as we've seen this kind of sudden surge in asylum seekers from the U.S., they're now talking more explicitly about what they call illegal immigration.
Who are these people who are members of La Mue?
Well, the group was founded by a group of former Canadian soldiers. Many of them had served in Afghanistan. But now the group consists of about 45,000 Facebook members. The active membership is probably much lower, between 5 and 10,000.
Now, are they public and open about who they are, or do they kind of operate behind masks and cloak and dagger?
So they have what they call a secret Facebook page, which you need to be invited into. I have access to that page, and I've been monitoring a lot of their conversations there. And you do see a lot of Islamophobic, sometimes outright racist comments from members. Then a lot of their discourse publicly, they tend to tone down the more outright Islamophobic and controversial elements of their program. But they do have this kind of other side, which is more alarmist, which is more Islamophobic, and which does begin to resemble a lot of the far-right characteristics you see in groups like the Front National in France.
Now, there are conservative parties in Quebec that oppose immigration and want to preserve Quebec's culture. What's their response to La Mue?
They widely condemn La Mue. They take their distance from them. But at the same time, I think, and this is one of the complicated things about Quebec politics at the moment, Quebec culture is front and center for every political party in the province. So while officially they take their distances, you do see some overlap in the concerns expressed by La Mue and mainstream political parties in Quebec.
Do you see many parallels between the alt-right in the U.S. and La Mue?
Well, I think one of the interesting things about La Mue and the far right in general in Quebec is that actually they're not that influenced by the American alt-right. They take their models and their examples from the far right in Europe. So I think La Mue is really sees the Front National as a model for them. There's another extreme far-right group in Quebec called Atalante. They take as their model French identitarian and Italian identitarian group. These are the models that really are circulated in Quebec for obviously linguistic reasons. When I spoke with members of La Mue and asked them what they thought about the alt-right, it really didn't kind of register for them very much.
Now, is there some pushback that, gee, we're just giving this group a lot of attention and so we're kind of exaggerating its importance, or is there real genuine concern that this is something to take seriously?
I think that's the big question, certainly for us journalists and for politicians. We're talking, again, active membership between 5 and 10,000. Now, is that a significant number? In some degree, yes. But so far, they haven't really been able to demonstrate significant influence on political parties, political decision-making. I think that a lot of the concern in Quebec does stem from things that are happening south of the border. I think we Canadians just in general tend to look at what's happening in the U.S. as kind of a cue for understanding what could happen here. So I think some of that alarmism on the part of liberal politicians here is imported from the U.S. It does need to be said, though, that incidents of hate crime against Muslims in Quebec have risen. We did have a shooting at a mosque in January where 6 Muslims were killed. So while I think it's important to put the threat in context, it can't be swept under the rug entirely.
CBC reporter Jonathan Monpetit in Montreal. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thanks so much, Carol.